For 3 weeks, the U.S. has been bombing the Afghan capital of Kabul and the towns and villages of a Somali plain directly north of the capital. The sounds of airstrikes are now woven into daily life, but people continue their normal activities as best they can. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from the opposition-controlled town Charikar on the front line of Afghanistan's civil war.
Two boys stand on a rooftop, pointing at the sky. The unmistakable shape of two U.S. warplanes is visible high overhead. The rumble of their jet engines echoes across the vast Somali plain. 12-year-old Jamshed's been watching the planes for the past hour. That plane's black, the other one is white, he says. They're Americans going to bomb Kabul. I hope they kill the Taliban. These are angry words from a boy whose hometown has been the target of Taliban bombs. Charikar was once one of Afghanistan's most modern towns, but in recent years it's frequently been a battleground changing hands between the Taliban and the Northern Alliance. Today, nearly all the buildings are pockmarked with bullet holes and craters, including an exercise gym near the edge of town. On the ground floor of a gutted apartment building, five Afghan men lift rusty weights. On second look, the weights turn out to be gears and wheels scavenged from tanks and army trucks. These Afghans are unfazed by the constant roar of the jets outside. A trainer named Zia leads a visitor to a corner of the gym that's been riddled by shrapnel. The Taliban bombed us here 2 months ago, he says. They fired at us from that hill. Zia points through a window at a mountain range less than a mile away. I know that the Taliban is right next to us and that they can bomb us any time, says Abdid Zahir, another weightlifter. But we don't have any other choice. We live here, so we exercise here. Next to the gym stands a tall, scarred building. It's another casualty of the Taliban artillery.
Let's go to see.
13-year-old Isam leads me into what was once the town movie theater.
This is the chair, son.
It's pitch black inside. A flashlight shows rows of chairs still standing in front of a collapsed wall that used to hold the movie screen. Isam watched American and Indian films here until the theater was shelled last year.
I'm very happy why Taliban bombing my movie.
The locals here say they want the U.S. to bomb the Taliban guns on the neighboring mountain overlooking Charikar. Instead, the planes target Taliban positions on a mountain on the opposite side of the Somali plain. The occasional strikes send up massive clouds of dust and smoke. Before sunset, the ground suddenly shakes as the Northern Alliance launches at least two salvos of rockets from positions in Charikar. The 122-millimeter rockets send huge pink flares into the sky. The strikes may be a response to earlier shelling by the Taliban. In Charikar, the ground shakes from the rocket launches. But on a dirt field next to the bombed movie theater, two teams of teenagers playing soccer don't even pause their game to see where the rockets will land. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Charikar, Afghanistan.